Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The Nebraska Department of Health reports the COVID-19 variant from the United Kingdom has been found in Siouxland, somewhere in the counties covered by the Northeast Nebraska Public Health Department. That includes the counties of Cedar, Dixon, Thurston, and Wayne. This variant is more infectious and could cause more severe illness. The Iowa Department of Public Health on Monday reported 8 more Iowans have died of complications of COVID-19, with almost 200 additional test results, with 16 new cases in Woodbury County. There have been 216 deaths in Woodbury County, with one more reported on Saturday. Officials from Siouxland District Health say the number of cases have been increasing and everyone needs to do their part. Mask up, keep your distance, wash your hands, stay home when sick, and avoid non-essential gatherings. Meanwhile, the number of hospitalizations increased by 20% since Friday, with 20 patients at Sioux City's two medical facilities. And Iowa's unemployment rate dropped to 3.5% in January as more residents joined the workforce. The state's Workforce Development Department reported the rate was down from a revised 3.7% for December compared to 2.8% a year ago, before the coronavirus pandemic resulted in a severe economic slowdown. South Dakota and Utah had the lowest rates in the nation at 3.1%. The national unemployment rate for January was 6.3%. And the Orange City Tulip Festival will take place this May. That's according to a post on social media. Last year's event was canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This year's event, scheduled for May 13th through the 15th, will include safety guidelines and sanitary protocols. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.